Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. What was once a secret in a whisper is now sung in the open. American thuggery. U.S. President Trump said on Friday that the U.S. Navy acted like pirates, commenting on the seizure of a ship amid the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. Speaking at a rally in Florida, he said, quote, "We landed on top of it, the ship, and took over the ship. We took over the cargo, took over the oil. It's a very profitable business." He added to cheers from the audience, quote, "We're like pirates. We're sort of like pirates, but we are not playing games." His Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, had previously attacked Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz as piracy in mid-April, saying, quote, "Threatening commercial ships with missiles and drones is piracy and terrorism, not control. It is no longer a secret that America deals with the world, especially Islamic countries, with the logic of force and the law of the jungle. The Trump administration does not believe in cosmetic or photo filters, but rather says it openly and acts publicly that what it wants is the truth and what it does not want is falsehood, just like Pharaoh in his time. As stated in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Pharaoh assured his people, I am telling you only what I believe, and I am leading you only to the way of guidance. Ghafir 29. Trump shamelessly described America's actions as piracy, but not like the old-fashioned kind, rather a serious, powerful, and blatant form of piracy. Although piracy is universally condemned, at least in modern times, as a despicable act, including by his own Secretary of War, Trump, in his arrogance and hubris, sees no one as his equal, even if he appears as a clown to the public. The world holds no weight in his eyes. Trump and his administration are products of the West's filthy civilization and its deeply ingrained colonial culture. They are not an anomaly, rather they are a clear and blatant expression of its corruption and the hollowness of its values, which they have long embellished with cosmetics and filters to portray it as a civilization of progress and advancement, while in reality it is a civilization of corruption, arrogance, colonialism, and aggression. How desperately we need to be freed from capitalism and liberated from our dependence on the colonial West, so that we may once again become a dignified and respected ummah, one that no insignificant person can belittle, nor any coward who hides behind oceans and tons of explosives dare to attack. The entire world needs a civilization of progress, prosperity, truth, and justice. The civilization of Islam, which will recalibrate its rhythm according to the scales of truth and falsehood. This can only be achieved by establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, implementing Islam internally and carrying its message of light and mercy to the world, thus liberating it from the thuggery of Trump, the arrogance of America, and all the imperialist and oppressive powers. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.